You can imagine how we felt after marching all night and not having any rest for 3 or 4 days. So we were very soon on the job, making places in which to get a little sleep. Everyone thought we would be here for a day at least, and some were already lying in the trenches. What happened shortly after, however, was enough to take the heart out of any man. We had not been in the trenches more than 15 minutes when all NCOs were called up in front of the officer in command of the company. I, having been made corporal a few days previous, being included amongst these. After we had gathered around, he explained to us the position of our trench and also the surroundings. After telling us off to our different positions, he said it was our duty on this particular morning to advance as near as possible to a place known as Regina Trench, it not being known for sure if it was being held by the Germans or not. It was 4 a.m. when we started on our perilous journey, and as we passed by several battalions which were lined up on the trenches, they thought we had gone crazy and said that none of us would get back alive. We have to take our chance, however, and to trust Providence to get safely through.